Okay, so we've all complained about the ills of social media and all the weirdness that's going on there. Chris McCaskill is also worried about it and did something about it to start a site that's all about interests instead of following people. Chris is the co-founder of cake.co, and I'm sitting with him in downtown Mountain View right now. Chris, tell everybody about how you solved some of those ills.
Well, part of it is focusing on the interest graph instead of the social graph. So Facebook is all about following people, and Instagram and Twitter. And when you do that, you get everything that that person has to say. Like your uncle wants to talk about politics and you're following him because you want to keep track of the nieces or something like that. Whereas with interest graph, you follow photography, cars, motorcycles, art, whatever it may be that you love. And you can go as deep as you want in those subject areas. Like, for example, you have a passion for photography. You can go very deep on cake on photography because you're talking to other photographers. Whereas on Facebook, it's hard to go that deep on photography because your mom doesn't care about the lens you use and things like that. So interest graph companies are on the rise. Pinterest went public, led by Goldman Sachs. Reddit has been growing like crazy. Those are both interest graph-based companies. So I think it's become the trend.
And you're finding that people are getting better response. I know at least I am getting way better response on cake from other folks that are there than I get on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, you know,
more
the funny thing is
nicer. Yeah.
Yeah. The funny thing is when it comes to responses, if you post a photo of your engagement or something like that, engagement for a wedding or something like that, somebody proposed, you get good engagement on Facebook. That word gets used in different ways. But if you post something about, you know, you want to buy a new Ford car on Facebook or something like that, you have to find a Facebook group that's just about Ford cars, or you don't get any engagement at all. Whereas on cake, you pick a topic like Ford cars, Mustangs and things, you get really good engagement because people are there because they're interested in subjects like that.
So it's similar to a Facebook group.
It's similar to a Facebook group.
Without the algorithm.
Without the algorithm and much richer. Yeah, it's much richer in terms of media, photos and videos and all that kind of stuff.
And you guys don't track people.
We don't track people. Okay. So that is one thing about Facebook. There's a downside to tracking people that invade your privacy and so on. But it also surfaces really interesting information. So, for example, Google tracks you heavily, but they use that to produce good search results. On the other hand, they track you, and that's creepy. So you could use DuckDuckGo. They don't track you, but the search results probably aren't quite as good.
And if you're interested in talking about things you're interested in with other people, like-minded people, cake.co.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and Chris is at Chris.
That's right.
And I'm actually at Jefferson Graham Photo, so you can find me on cake as well. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.